What's up again, wrestling fans? We're back again. It's What We Do, Discuss TNA podcast, whatever the fuck it's called. I'm Jason, back again with the Horror King, Gary. Get to Gary in a second. We got a lot going on. We have spoilers. This is the TNA Under Siege review. We have spoilers from what happened right after the next day. We have me. I'm going to go crazy for a minute on the Fightful. I'm not even going to call them anything until I get to that. How's it going, Gary?
Not too bad. Kind of hectic right now. I got the dog barking, and my daughter's asking for a set of keys. I threw them by the door.
Okay, first question for you and anyone listening. What do you think about the knockout title change? Knockout tag title change?
Oh, I'm a very big fan of it. I know a lot of people that aren't because they think, like, Alicia's not too good on the mic and she's not too old.
I haven't seen that. I just saw, like our friend Christian Thompson doesn't like the belts popping around so much, and I'm totally with that. But I do love the system having all the titles.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I knew they were going to pull the trigger. It's just, I felt like they were adding a piece every week. Yes. And I kind of thought going in this, they would pull it here, too, as well.
Okay, second question for anyone. And you, because I find this interesting, and then I'm going to go off on Fightful for a minute. Jonathan Gresham's mist or goo. Now, this is going to come into play even more. This is a thing going forward. That's all I'm going to say. To me, it's... I feel like if he came in like this, it would have been awesome, but it's like... Jonathan Gresham became his own nickname, and now he's literally doing octopus things. So that's kind of weird, but I love the goddamn mask, and I love the mist, so it's like, I don't know. I guess to me, it's like I'm leaning towards I like it. What about you?
Well, I definitely think it's a very huge nod to the great Muda, the look of the mask, especially with the tentacles all taken off and whatnot. And I also kind of got a Penta Dark feel to this character. With the blue contact lenses that, you know, Jonathan's wearing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's kind of trying to, you know, kind of have that Penta Dark kind of thing going on.
He definitely stands out a hell of a lot more. So I will give him that. Sorry, I was just watching the Fight Network preview for this week, but there's pretty much nothing on there except, like, did Alicia win the title? Did this happen? Did this happen? So I'm not sure if we've seen any matches announced for that, but we do have spoilers coming later, so... So there's a site called alldistractions.com. Anyone can check it out. Some articles I've written on there recently about Fightful Wrestling, who I just mentioned to one of their writers who was, you know, these guys all like just playing grab ass with each other, like tweeting to each other, like how great they are and whatever. It's just this. They have this Fightful circle. And then I found out there's a team of people who absolutely hate their guts, which I thought was hysterical because I thought it was just me for a few minutes. So I wrote something to one of them like, you don't have the balls to write about sexual harassment, meaning I happen to be talking about Scott D'Amore at the moment. But then I looked it up. These people didn't write shit about Vince. Who didn't know about Vince? You know what I mean? You tell me people in the wrestling business, but whatever. So I didn't mention anything. So that was all. I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning. I get 5 or 8 messages from everyone at Fightful, literally talking about this man's balls. Like, so I made a ball. I made it. All I said was, you don't have the balls. 5 different people, 3 men, a woman, and a tranny wrote back talking like his balls are amazing. I can vouch for that. I've seen his balls. So it's all been deleted. I took screenshots, put it all over my website, pissing off SAP. Like, so SAP got really pissed off, right? SAP posts my nieces who are in high school with my nephew who was in college and my brother on Twitter, on his Twitter, which has an insane fucking reach. And he wrote, do you know them? Like, I don't know if he was fucking doxing them. I mean, to me, that's doxing, putting out fucking young kids on the fucking internet. And like, you know, whatever. He's a huge fucking person. Somebody can look them up. Or was it like, I'm going to tell your fucking brother, which I think it might have been, which is also like hysterical. Like, hey, your fucking, your brother is saying pro wrestling things about me. So can you yell at him? And I just posted about your underage daughters. So that was, I thought that was it. So I went back, I wrote a thing about Sean, got a billion fucking views off it. Thought that was it. Next thing you know, Miss Kate Fabe, who I did a whole little audio thing on my site calling her every name in the book that I'm not sure I can say on here. I'm pretty sure I can say nasty, ugly skank, though, which is what she is. She was like a 57-year-old that pretends to be 19 on TikTok all the time. So I just popped on her thing and I'm like, yo, you're ugly. I just found her on there and I was fucking with, you know, this fight for people. So she, instead of responding like a human, she goes, okay, this was on, I'm sorry, this is on Facebook. I just called her ugly on Facebook. Again, at 3 a.m. that night, she comments on my Instagram posts with my 4-year-old niece this time, saying my 4-year-old niece deserves better over pro wrestling shit. Wow. Now, if any of you people did this to Gary, you'd be fucking dead, just so you know that. He's not going to mention it, but it's true. He would hunt you down and fucking kill you.
Well, I definitely think that very, very unprofessional, especially coming from such a highly touted.
Oh, that's what I mean. Like, this isn't fucking bodyslam.net run by fucking Gerard, that fucking tool, and whoever else. This is Fightful Wrestling posting pictures of teenagers and a 4-year-old commenting about a 4-year-old.
I mean,
I don't throw the word pedo. I don't like the word. I don't throw the word pedo around a lot, but I'm sorry. That's fucking pedorific. Who's looking up fucking kids? Who's looking up kids at 2 a.m.? That's what time Sean did, and she did the same shit at 2 a.m. And she's talking about how hot she is and what a great life she has. 2 a.m. Friday night. That's what she was doing.
Well, what's sad, Jay, is they get a lot of clicks, and you know, like.
Oh, they're huge.
It speaks a lot about their current viewership.
They're huge. And I tagged everyone. I tagged a bunch of wrestlers in this. He said something racist, Sean, literally 2 days ago. I posted it. He called, congratulations to the blacks. That's what he wrote. Congratulations to the blacks for doing such a group, whatever it was, for dominating the wrestling community. Then he deleted it. He's such a piece of shit. He fucks with people. He deletes it. He fucks with people that are small. He's just such a fucking bitch. And now he's a wrestler. Like, first of all, that's killing the future of wrestling. I made a joke about this too, Meltzer, yesterday. I was like, dude, I apologize to you. I didn't realize there were people like these Fightful people who actually will post your family members. I'm like, I've been fucking with you for years. Like, Dave knows me, you know, doesn't know me, but I mean,
he knows
fucking, what's his name? Mike Johnson, you know, he used to literally comment on our old site. My old site, and I tricked him into fucking commenting once, and I edited his comment. It was a huge thing. Everybody, I'm pretty sure even Meltzer, like, found out about that. It was whatever. It was one of the funniest things I ever did. He lost his mind. Mike Johnson from PWI. I deleted all his shit. So that's another one. Motherfucking troll was nothing better than you. I've never seen Meltzer. I've never heard a story about Meltzer doing anything like that. Doxing someone, finding someone's relatives. He responds to people like, you're a fucking idiot. I know more than you. Boom. And to me, that was being a bad person. And sorry, now back to TNA. Now back to TNA. I thought BQ was a bad person because I saw years ago he was ripping on a fan pretty much weekly. Do you recall this, Gary?
I think I remember you had mentioned it. I don't really follow the BQ channel that much.
This goes like years. This went years back. Okay. It was a feud. Someone actually had a sign at a TNA show that said Cody fears BQ. You don't remember that?
Okay. I do remember that.
So BQ used to trash. So BQ used to trash Cody, right? So I thought he was being a bully. Okay. I kind of became friends with Crazy Cody, right? I gave Cody Impact on Twitch when I went into the hospital. I don't think I've ever mentioned that anywhere. Cody is the one who, Crazy Cody, he thought he was going to get a job with TNA. Like, I had to hide my laughing. He called me at 3 a.m. one day. Again, all this shit happens, but he's in California, so that's not anything too weird, maybe. I don't know. But he called me at 3 a.m. one day, and he said, listen, I got tickets to Bound for Glory He's like, you know, I totally understand you're going to be pissed, but, like, can you not say anything until this is over? And please don't mention Garrett Kidney. I'll never forget it. Never forget those words. Because I thought, what the fuck does Garrett Kidney have to do with anything? And then it turns out this dude has been fucking with me behind the scenes for like 5 straight fucking years or ever, whenever I started fucking this podcast, 6 years, 7 years. I posted a few days ago when I did like calling all TNA fans. That was 7 years ago. 7 years. So no, I think I got a year to myself where no one fucked with me. But pretty much after that. So fuck Kidney. Fuck his race, openly racist crew at Voices of Wrestling. Fuck Fightful, those pedophile fucking weirdos. Fuck the wrestling community, everyone who stands by it. Fuck the enablers, even the TNA people who enabled Scott and still didn't say shit about it. And now where is he? He got rid of BCW, it looks like. Or he's changing the name to fucking Maple Leaf something. Why? Because he did something fucked up, so he's changing names and trying to start over. Whatever.
Yeah, fuck Maple everybody. Leaf.
Fuck everyone.
Maple Leaf Wrestling.
Yeah, Maple Leaf Wrestling. Guess, yeah, now he's gonna tarnish another legacy of the Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
He destroyed TNA. Point. There's one fucking knockout left.
Well, I don't know if you saw it, but Don Cal is kind of like a cold response to.
Yeah, you mentioned that. What was
Scott's fight? I don't know. They asked him if he had realized that Scott had been fired, and he goes,
but what was this from?
No. Well, he goes, I do, but he goes, I see it. I don't know if it was an interview or whatever, okay. but they had mentioned that he knew that Scott was fired, but he goes, it's not unexpected. I haven't talked to Scott in probably since he's left TNA, being Don Callis. And he said, I don't feel bad for multimillionaires, is what he said.
Oh, yeah.
So that's I don't totally know.
True. There's some no, that's totally
friction
true.
There.
Well, yeah, yeah. No, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, it definitely sounds like it is. That's interesting. That's definitely interesting. Yeah. And I mean, that could be part of, again, Scott wanted all control. He wanted it to be his fucking promotion. And I said years ago, something happened. I don't know when exactly, but let's look back. Was it Don Callis leaving when creative went to shit, when stories went to shit, when booking went to shit? I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, and I didn't think he'd have that big of an impact, pun intended, with him leaving. I figured he would, they would go downhill, or they would thrive, because I kind of felt like Don Callis was the reason why we were not seeing the actual TNA.
I would not be surprised.
Because I thought Scott, yeah, and when
oh, no, I'm sorry, no. Because Don hates gimmick matches, right? So yeah, he wouldn't want the old TNA back.
Well,
again, he was with the old TNA. I don't know. Don's weird.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, I thought it might, you know, go a different direction. It really kind of stayed kind of the same. And if anything, it regressed because, like we had mentioned, the show was being thrown down our throats weekly.
Yeah.
Even without even really earning the right half the time.
Oh, yeah. So I mentioned know. I mentioned it last week. I wish I still had the tweet, but it was like, don't remember. Don't forget. Scott made us watch like Bully and fucking, who was it? Tommy. For what? Yeah. Six fucking, most of the year last year. Like, fuck, man. Yeah, God. And there's still people on Twitter. Oh, we need Scott back. Everything's falling apart. Like, fuck you. You don't even know why he was fired, you moron.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it made the X division, remember back when it was first under Anthem, remember I had the white flag. I mean, even that made the Scott stuff, the weekly Scott stuff with Bully, that made that look like WrestleMania. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, totally. Okay, so before we get into the show, let me just really quickly. Oh, shit, you're right. Don Callis shed no tears over Scott D'Amore's firing. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't shed tears for a multi-million. Oh, that's pretty awesome. Okay, well, okay, now what, people? Now what, people? I got someone else on my side against Scott and probably knows him better than fucking anyone. Don Callis. Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. I love when people say things like that. That is just fantastic.
That's all you'd like.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I didn't even read the story yet. I just mean, it's obvious, you know? It's not just about the money part. Like, he's taking a shot. Like, fuck him. I didn't shed any tears over him. Like, he didn't have to mention, you know, he didn't have to mention he's a fucking multimillionaire, because a lot of people don't know that.
I too wonder if there was a lot of butting of heads between Don, like, and Scott, because, like, I feel like Scott.
Where did he go? Did they even mention?
Oh, Scott?
No, when Don left. Did they ever mention when Don left? Or did he just quietly vanish?
I think there was mention of him leaving.
Yeah, I don't remember something about going
out to manage Kenny Omega. That's the story they were trying to broadcast.
Oh, you're right. That's probably, wow, Jesus. Wow.
More to it than...
Wow, definitely.
Than what was...
Definitely, Scott wanted him out. Wow. Awesome. Well, that's great news. Breaking news from Discuss TNA once again. Don Callis thinks Scott D'Amore is a douchebag. Now, to be fair, I have yet to read this story.
Hang on, let me just...
What news? Scott's not with TNA anymore? I don't talk to him, so I don't know. Here's the thing. Scott is 5'8", but when he stands on his wallet, he's 7 feet tall. Scott D'Amore will not have any tag days here for Scott D'Amore. No food stamps. If he lost his job, I didn't shed a tear. I don't shed a tear for multimillionaires who is now just going to play more golf. Scott's a smart guy, but I mean, you know, no tears here. But I had no idea. Thanks for letting me know. Can we get a Scott D'Amore card, a Get Well or something? I don't know. What do people do? Do you send a Get Well card? What kind of thing do you do? I'm not good with emotions. What type of emotions are used to spiel if someone loses their job? Nothing? Okay, well, that's where I'm at. Oh, thank you for that, Don. Thank you, Don Callis. Fuck, that's great. Okay. I didn't see any other news except for the Cincinnati stuff, which... Is that even news?
Oh, I guess there's... I don't know if this is news, but congratulations to Sam Beal. He got married this, I guess, this past Sunday, and he's expecting a baby daughter. So, congrats to him.
Even though it sounds like you just fell into a hole for a second when you said that.
Oh, sorry. I had the phone a little away from my voice, or from my mouth.
Yeah. Congratulations, Sam Beal. Wait, who else? Oh, Sam Beal. I was thinking of the Good Hands.
Yeah, he was. Kind of, wasn't he taken under Sammy's wing or whatever when he first came in?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Okay, so this week is... Oh, there's two tapings this week. Okay, so that's in Kentucky. But they're saying Cincinnati, which... I don't know, I guess it's one of those things like...
I guess because it's the area, I don't get...
I've seen it before where people go to Illinois, but they're not in Chicago, and they're, like, near Chicago. So I guess it's like, you know, you pick the biggest thing around there or anything, but whatever. Okay, so we're going to get to spoilers after this, but now it's showtime. So Under Siege, going to run through the pre-show fast. I didn't watch it. Christian Thompson didn't watch it. Gary did, and that poor bastard was stuck with three matches this time. I think Gary mentioned last week how they're messing with me by letting Josh give a goddamn promo every week, and now I'm saying they're meshing with Gary by just adding pre-show matches, and there's going to be seven next week.
Really befuddled coming out of the pre-show, because I'm like, man, this is not a good way to start off the show with me.
Oh, totally. I thought they were
just
too.
Because they spent, yeah, they were like 5 minute matches each one.
You
which was
want
fine
people
if it
to buy the fucking shows, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you're trying to treat this as a, you know, a mini pay-per-view, and you're not getting that when you're having these, like, five-minute squash matches.
4 minutes. Like, sorry, Rhino going by Christian Thompson. Four minutes.
One of them
not even four. Five. They didn't give him five. What is a four-minute match? I don't know if you know this, but WWE has a thing called Speed on Twitter with this two-minute matches.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a huge, I don't want to say joke, but it's like, it's a totally different way of doing wrestling. Ricochet is the first champion. I honestly think it's like the future of wrestling for like young kids who watch TikTok and stuff. Nobody watches 20 minutes of anything anymore. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if your kids are old enough yet. But like, they just watch, they watch clips, you know what I mean? Like YouTube, like fucking, like everyone.
No,
fucking...
analytics for both of our channel just proves that people can't watch 20 minutes of anything, Jay.
Well, we have done well sometimes, and to be fair, that if we're at like a 15-minute full time, that means a lot of people are listening the whole time, and a lot of people are just clicking it by mistake. That's who I figure. So, But again, here's what I hate. What, like, the point of a pre-show, which I think the world has totally forgot, or maybe they never learned, other than WWE, and I hate fucking saying it, but goddamn, they're killing it. They had their biggest gate ever again after having their biggest gate ever, like, the week before. So I'm pretty sure they don't have 4-minute fucking matches on their pre-shows. I'll be honest, I don't pay attention to their fucking stupid pre-shows or much of WWE overall, other than like the cool Bloodline shit and whatever else. But Rhino defeated VSK. Christian Thompson, one of the biggest fucking fans, didn't even remember VSK, who was with Impact, what, 2 years ago for a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a little bit of a run.
Me and Gary were big fans.
He popped up on a couple, I want to say, a couple sets of tapings, and then might have been on a pre-show match after that.
Gary and I quickly fell in love, I believe.
Yeah,
I was like, who is this dude? He's really good.
Yeah, they had him as part of the learning tree. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, that's right. Totally, yeah. But this wasn't announced, was it? Was Rhino announced or someone else?
No, this was this got all mishmashed, I guess, because of the Alexander Hammerstone being that cleared to compete.
Yeah, pretty weird how it changed so much. I mean,
which totally sucked because I was looking forward to actually seeing Jake something against Alexander for once, you know?
Yeah, weird. Alan Shrave made a great point how something lost, and he's like, but, you know, if they want him to go against, you know, if they want to keep that feud going with Hammerstone, now he looks like an idiot who just lost to Swan after losing, you know, the X Division title. Like, so he doesn't even, he shouldn't even face him right now.
Yeah,
I mean, I hate to say I'm enjoying the slow burial of Jake something, but I like that.
Yeah, that's going
to
be.
I feel like they're just, I don't know, I feel like they're just dropping him to the tag team level with Jake. Not Jake. Yeah, no. With Diener. And they're going to be a tag team, and that's what they should be.
Oh, definitely.
So Rhino defeated VSK. Pointless. I like VSK, but it's probably even worse to have him on the show if he's 4 minutes and it's against fucking Rhino where he loses. The FBI defeated Battery. Is that what you said?
B-A-T-I-R-I.
Were you watching? Did they pronounce it Battery?
I didn't actually hear the team announced.
Kind of like Scream when they put a 4 in it instead of an E.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're trying to go for a vampire bat kind of look kind of thing because they had the face.
I don't know, but I don't hate the FBI.
No, they're... is it Zach Clayton? The bigger of the two guys, he's pretty impressive.
Zach Clayton. I mean, I think they signed him, I'm not sure, but I've been seeing his name around a lot. I think he did like a talk or something. I don't know. He did something recently. But yeah, I like Clayton. Laredo Kid defeated Casey Navarro. I'm pretty sure Navarro and VSK are guys that like hang out backstage and like they were just used here because they needed guys or something, you know? I mean, we've seen Navarro before.
That was totally another huge pickup in this, as I was not expecting a Casey Navarro. I know he had tried to get a part of the roster way back when, and it was kind of in that doldrum of where Scott was letting all these guys go, and he was one of those guys I was kind of like just ignored by Scott, which I'm hoping Casey gets his redemption story without Scott on the scene at TNA. So.
And as much as I love Laredo, I don't know. I think you got to give the digital media thing to someone like Hendry so they can actually do digital media shit with it or get rid of this stupid ass title. Change the name. He's an X Division guy, Laredo Kid. Give him the fucking X title. Put him in that. Let him be the one to beat Mustafa when he eventually leaves. So that was a bunch of shit in the pre-show other than my boy Laredo Kid, who I always love. I mean, I told you, this guy, he promotes TNA. He was born in TNA when he was, like, almost dead in a fucking hospital. Like, I love everything about this guy. He was so proud. Like, he did this big post about his winning his championship, and I don't know. Awesome. Love the guy. Similar to Alicia, who has been there for how many goddamn years? When did we start talking about her? We were like, Jesus, she does nothing backstage. She literally does nothing. What is she getting paid for? I think she started wrestling a little. Then she started managing, and I think she's become one of the best goddamn managers. She does these little, she does all the little things that people don't notice, like when you go and pull the guy's leg. Every time she does it, right? Every time. Like, I've seen WWE people, like, you know, misdo it. She fucking nails it every time. She looked gorgeous this weekend. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed she's kind of got
some new gear this week.
Yeah, she's gotten a kind of like a Velvet Sky look to her lately. I don't know if you got that vibe. It's kind of like the
yeah, I think that was kind of
the clothes.
Difficult. Yeah, I think that was kind of an outfit maybe.
And I kind of like where they've
been. She had the attitude. Like, I loved everything about her.
Yeah, they've been treating her really very major league, especially since the system is kind of the forefront of the show now.
Also, the best booked group. What the hell is the group called in wrestling? Stable. Since hell. How many years? What stable do you think of that was booked this good? I can't.
No, I can't either because
I'm gonna have to go back a long time. I mean,
Honor No More had its share of losses, and they've just like been rolling over everybody. The system.
This is the best booked. This might be the best booked goddamn group since Scott. Did Scott make a group like this? Scott fans listening? I don't think he did. Decay? Are they still a thing? Fucking 10 years, Decay. They're lower than ever somehow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Call them a thing anymore because they get so they lose to like Spitfire in different teams.
Oh, okay. Like I do think something might be happening. Havoc posted on Facebook and it was kind of like she was looking at the mask that she usually wears. And it was kind of like a hot
pick. Oh, that.
It's kind of like a hot pick of her, but like she was angry, you know? So maybe she's like dropping, maybe she's changing her character or something.
Okay.
Or maybe she's just going to come back pissed off. Like, you know what? I'm done with this fucking losing. Maybe she'll blame Rosemary. Like, that would be cool. Like, I'm a fucking monster. I shouldn't be. I'm not going to be losing. Like,
I definitely am all for a. I'm all for a Havoc run amok on the Knockouts division. Totally. I think that's exactly. Jesus. You know, they do.
Especially now.
Yeah.
You mean the Ash by Elegance division? I think that's what we should rename that division. Yeah, but we'll get to her in a minute because I got like 30 minutes on her. But Macklin and Kazarian versus Josh and EY started the main show. Really like this. I mean, I just love, I can't say enough about Kazarian. And I mean, EY and Josh, obviously, you know, the TNA guys. Macklin's such a dickhead. So this worked out really nicely.
Well, what'd you think of the matching headgear with EY and Josh? I kind of thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, let me just say,
kind of like an old.
Very cool that these guys say they stood up together and said, you know what? We're sorry about that whole Giselle thing, Mr. Rick Steiner. And we're going to wear both of us to show respect to the Steiner brothers. That's what this is for. Sorry about Giselle. Sorry about Scott. We love the Steiner brothers, one of the greatest tag teams ever, and I respect that. Good job, Josh. Maybe that wasn't what they were thinking, but that's what I'm going to twist it into. And if that's not what they're thinking, who the hell is known for wearing that? Is anyone known for wearing that other than Rick Steiner? Josh is not bigger than Rick Steiner when it comes to, like, wrestling history. Like, I don't think anyone's ever going to think of Josh, you know what I mean? Like, when it comes to that, but, like, whatever. So
I know he has a lot of negatives with you, but did you notice how Josh kind of paid it forward with the run up to the top rope, kind of like angle style, too? So he does throw a lot of, you know, late.
Yeah, it's hard for me to give him.
And the, you know.
I'll be honest. He blocked me, so I can't say anything nice about him. That's how I do business. Also, I mean, I get why he blocked me. I mean, I posted a picture of him and Scott in their pajamas. And I said, is this why you got pushed?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's a fair question. I'm supposed to be a reporter like these other people.
Yeah.
I just take it seriously. I'm not going to be fucking, I'm not like Sean Sapp and all these other people who are like, great match, Josh. Great fucking match. I'm a reporter. Like, that's not what reporters do. You fucking report on shit. Watch some sports reporters and learn, you fucking nobody assholes. Okay, so Ash by Elegance beat Havoc, and what?
I can't even remember. Yeah, I don't remember going into Under Siege. Was this even on the card? I can't even remember.
I think, well, I don't know if I said this yet, but this should have been they should have changed it to the last minute to a one night only. Because this card was totally random. It looks like they changed everything because of one guy, which doesn't make any sense at all. Hammerstone missed the show. So it's like they added five matches and they changed a bunch of matches.
The thing I did like coming out of this, though, I will give the Iceman credit here. When he is as a personal concierge and he purified the ring with holy water to rid the evil spirits, and you said,
I am not an Iceman fan, but this is really a spoiler, just a mention of a spoiler. Somebody mentioned that Iceman did an amazing job at the latest tapings with Ash. And I've never seen it before. I've never seen anyone like put Iceman over like that. But so I'm curious to see what happens there. Good call by Thompson. When he gets to the Wentz Hendry match, Thompson writes, "This is like a house show card at this point. This match has no feud or story at all." And it's like that's what this show was.
Havoc and Ash, right?
There was no story at all.
Gary, hang on.
You sound drunk. You just kind of went in and out like, I think this is... Okay, try that again.
Oh, sorry. Oh, just that I hated this part of the show because it was kind of a couple week bouts back-to-back to have on the card. I don't know why we love Henry here on the channel. And I'm a pretty big fan of Zachary Wentz, but very random.
It was weird. It was so weird. It was like they didn't belong in the ring with each other. It was so weird. I'll be honest. I had my
polar opposite.
Right? I had my microphone. I had my Jesus Christ. I had the sound off. So I don't know what the hell was going on. But Joe Hendry was talking for like 5 minutes, and Wentz was just standing like a goof. And I was kind of dying to know what the hell he was talking about that he wouldn't get like. Why didn't Wentz just jump him? But again, 5 minute match, like what the hell? But I guess it is good for Hendry, like Christian says here. I mean, it is nice Hendry getting wins.
You know what makes me, feel bad for Joe Hendry here though, Jay, is the Thursday show Impact before. He did a hell of a job with his in ring segment with. Get the name. Kind of like doing his own kind of.
With AJ?
Yeah, kind of doing it. Yeah, kind of like doing his own version of the Rock concert in the ring in Hendry. Yeah. And that should have really been a bigger talk of wrestling than it got. And then you follow it up with a Joe Hendry versus Zachary Wentz match. It's a total letdown.
Really weird show. I mean, I feel like more people didn't show up. I wish I could pull the card up right now because it was nothing like what these matches are. But whatever. I mean, I liked most of the show. I kind of liked it. Like after like halfway through the show, I'm like, shit, this is a one night only special. And I'm like, and I started really enjoying it. You know what I mean?
I don't know who's in charge of like, you know, when they do a live show, like who's in charge of that. I don't know if that's on D'Angeli, but I noticed a few row of seats that were empty. I would have kind of like forced people to move up or whatever.
Totally.
You know, I just
feel like it's the easiest thing in the universe. So easy to do. Hey, you in the back. Move up a few fucking seats. Someone gonna say no? Like, god damn.
Yeah.
Going back to Ash by Elegance. There's some cool shit going on with her soon. Or the worst shit in the history of wrestling. We're gonna find out this Thursday. But she won the match against Havoc. Just want to make sure we said that. And then Wentz lost to Hendry. Hendry's getting a nice... I mean, not only is it getting... Oh, sorry, this is what I wanted to mention. When the show started... Was it Impact this week when it started with Francis and his group up in the rafters? Or was that Under Siege?
Oh, yeah, it was.
That was Impact?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah. This is one of those shows.
I'm pretty sure it was.
This is one of those weeks where we don't record Impact, so it's confusing. But I loved that opening. I thought that was one of the best openings to Impact in a long time. And I can't think of the goddamn girl's name, but... I'm like 95% sure that AJ Francis is one of the girls he's with is a really good wrestler for future stars of wrestling.
Did you catch to the Christian Thompson. He had mentioned that he kind of thought that the go home show for Under Siege actually kind of was better than Under Siege itself, or more or less.
I have to really look at those and think about it, but very possible. I mean, just like I just said, I love the opening of this friggin' of the last week's show. I don't actually remember like who was in the entire show I love the opening. Then they were like you said, they had it opened with what's his name, then Hendry, right?
Yeah.
And like I forget it, but it was just a really like such a different opening. I don't know. I just thought it was really fucking cool. And then they had this one night only show, which was kind of weird as fuck, but I did enjoy most of it. Okay, here's something I gotta get to, and I don't care what anyone says out there. Oh wait, no, sorry. First, we gotta get to. Oh well, I skipped a bunch of matches. Sorry, I must hit something on my finger. Okay, Rich Swann. Yeah, we got that. I'm happy about Rich Swann getting a win. I mean, listen, it's weird.
Yeah, he definitely.
It was an 11-minute match, and it was against Jake something, who seems to be getting forever pushed. But it's Swann, and he's with Francis, and like they're getting good. Somebody. 411 said they're getting good heat at least, and I mean I think they're getting better than good heat. I think they're getting great heat, but maybe it's just because I really like them a lot.
Plus two, they're getting a lot of a bit of a fan base too, because I did notice like a number of people in attendance were actually cheering.
I mean
AJ Francis and
this is a great example of like I'm not a fan when people say like wrestling fans or virgins and all, but a lot of them are. It is what it is. There was jokes about a girl twerking on Joe Hendry, like on the internet. Like this is what TNA has fallen to. Like seriously, like a hot girl twerking over someone in the year 2024. I mean, I'm old, but that's cool and hot. You know what I mean? I'm sure Hendry really liked The View.
Yeah.
But whatever. Jonathan Gresham. Jonathan Gresham versus Kushida. When was the last time Kushida won?
I don't know. I want to say the last time I actually see him win was the Motor City Machine Guns.
Sorry, I didn't add singles. Singles match. Yeah. Is that a New Japan? Is he still in New Japan? No.
No, I believe he signed with TNA, but I don't know how long that's good for, because it wasn't him and Scott, like,
maybe
best buddies and, like,
Scott. I mean, there's got to be something with that. He's been used like shit. And I love Kushida. Maybe it's also, like, maybe it's also with the Motor City Machine Guns. Maybe he's going to follow them. We don't know, but he is still to tapings this week. So Gresham got the win. But during the match, I don't know, can you explain this? Did he spit it up? Was it on his hands first? The black ooze?
I don't know if he had reached up and he was kind of...
Did he cough it into his...
Spit it into his hands and...
That's what I mean, like, where did Gresham get it from? So it was in Gresham's mouth and he put it into his hands? Because, I mean, I couldn't see that part. I just thought it was on his hands. And then he rubbed it on Kushida's face.
All I could think of is the idea of a squid or octopus, definitely. In this case. Totally. They have that ability to spit this black substance. I don't know if they do it to render the prey heart, dead on arrival. And I don't know if this is kind of what they're going for, kind of like an old school way of... reintroducing Jonathan Gresham as this deadly octopus / Great Muta like kind of character.
Yeah, this is a character that I feel like, I don't know, people are either going to love or they're going to hate. Like, I really don't know. I totally feel like it could go either way.
Definitely.
I mean, it's interesting. It's a totally interesting look really for Gresham, which I think he really needs, you know, but whatever. We talked about this earlier. So, I'm going to see how it goes.
Long term, I have no idea.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. First Class took on Jake and Cody. This was out of nowhere. It was like a 2-minute match. AJ did not even get his gear on, and they still got the win. Love it. Pointless, but that's two goddamn wins for that group on this show. Like, they're actually starting to treat groups the way they should be treated. Like, they're groups. They have more people than others. They should, like, have ideas and, like, the system. They're totally dominating. I love it so much. Who would have believed Alicia Edwards would be a goddamn tag champion? If I would have said it, like, a few months ago, people would have laughed. Gresham Kushida, yeah, definitely. We did that. We did Gresham Khan and, okay, I guess this is the big knockouts match tonight because the fucking knockouts division is dead. Khan and Steph DeLander versus PCO and Jordan, which I don't even know what the hell's going on here. I mean, I do know where it's leading, and good God.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be fun. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, thing is, this came into fruition to begin with because remember we had mentioned a week before on the podcast that we think something fell through. Knockout totally. Didn't show up.
This was not supposed to be Steph DeLander for 2 months. This was supposed to be Jordan versus somebody else, and they were stuck and it was probably Khan versus PCO they would continue, and they just stuck it all together with, you know, DeLander and whatever. It's a mess. This was the one match I didn't watch much of, and I love PCO, and I love fucking Jordan, but, like, I don't know. I don't care. Like, I just didn't, like, I want to see a goddamn knockouts title match. Like, it's making me hate the knockouts. That there are none, and we're watching Jordan against, like, dudes. Like,
I think it would have been much better to introduce, like, ditch Steph DeLander. Not that, you know, she's a bad wrestler or anything, but I think it would have been better served to, like, maybe try to work out a deal with NWA for, like, Maxi Impaler, stick her with Big Con. Like,
I mean, yeah, some
old and have, like, PCO. Like,
it was just weird. Like, we've seen Steph DeLander a year ago. Like, it wasn't that, like, they even mentioned it. It was just weird. Then she lost again. Why is she still here? Whatever. Weird. Awesome. Favorite match of the night. Mustafa Ali versus Ace Austin. Pretty much everything Mustafa Ali is becoming my favorite thing. He is so much goddamn fun to watch. His character stuff is great. Everything about this guy is great.
Yeah. If Anthem's mulling over whether to sign him, throw a checkbook at this guy. He's that great.
Seriously. Yeah. Him and Tessa. Give him whatever they fucking want. You can get rid of Sammy. He never lost weight. Legs still hurt. Whatever it is. You can definitely get rid of this next guy. The system with Alicia versus Matt Hardy and Speedball Mountain. What the hell is Trent Seven? Someone needs to explain this to me. Am I missing something? Is he supposed to be an overweight Santa Claus looking dude? I don't see, like, anything good about him other than he's a big dude that can hurt people.
I mean, there are some things he does in his arsenal that are pretty all right. They're pretty cool. But as a whole, he shouldn't be anywhere near the main event. And I don't know why, I don't know why they couldn't have just had it. Matt Hardy and Speedball. Why not just have it a 2-on-2 or whatever? Because, like, there are some instances where the title's never defended on these shows, the world title.
Yeah, not true. Yeah.
And this is pretty much, this was for nothing, was it?
And it was like, nothing at all. No, and there was no knockouts match. No, you're right. Yeah. I mean, people said they don't want to see Matt in the main event. And, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's Matt can't do a one-on-one match like that, but they could throw in a bunch of bullshit. Where the hell's the where the fuck is the knockouts tag match? Oh, there it is. Okay, so 6 minutes long. Hated that. I mean, Spitfire was to say again.
Yeah,
Christian, really. Let's see if they are serious about Spitfire as a team, or we continue to play pass the parcel with these championships. pass the parcel. That must be some Aussie type speak. But yeah, I mean, I agree. But I don't know. I do agree. I don't know. I wish they won these titles over, like, Face Decay. That would have made more sense. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe you give Spitfire a run, like, later on in the future. But I don't know. I can't be mad. Masha is Masha. She should be dominant. Like, Alicia, you know, she just popped in, did a pedigree. It wasn't very great. She got to work on that. But new champs. That was pretty big. Cool.
Well, Alicia's
first ever title, which made me really happy. And yeah, exactly.
It makes the system look like they're running on full gear, too. And I think this is something that TNA in the past, like with Aces and Eights, they were on top for so long. And then you just started having them lose 6-on-1 matches and stuff against guys like Sting.
Even them, I don't remember them getting pushed like so hard at the beginning like this.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't get this treatment. I think that's a nod to the direction of Anthem.
What do we say they have right now? How many? The men's world title, the men's tag titles, the women's tag titles, wait, is that it?
It makes you wonder if they're not going to try to go.
Yeah, they just need the X thing. Well, you know, they're halfway there. Yeah. I'm thinking they talk to Jordan, and even if it doesn't work, like, then maybe they'll bring in someone to go after Jordan if they can't get her on their side. And then I was thinking maybe Mustafa Ali just joins the system. He's kind of he's a huge dickhead.
Yeah. We all know he likes numbers, you know.
Yeah, totally. It would fit him. So then they would just need the digital media if you want every title, which I think would be super cool. I don't know. What would you give that show? I've seen a 6.5. Is it Thompson? Thompson gave it a 6 out of 10. 6.5 from someone new at 411. And I don't know. I'll go with a 7.5 just because I had fun. I was watching it with Robles, who it's kind of like a cheat code because he makes everything more fun. Shit, did I lose Gary? Oh, God, I lost Gary.
No, I'm here, but I don't know if you can hear me.
Okay, Gary's still there. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to run down spoilers really fast since we're running out of time and Gary's running out of, sounds like, air over there. Okay, explosion. Tasha, sorry. Spoilers. Get the hell out of here. Okay, Tasha defeats Ally Ketch. I think it's her first appearance. Kushida defeats Steve Gibke, who Gary actually found out worked at AEW. Great job, Gary. Yeah,
primarily as a tag team competitor. So, I don't. Well, that could be good, you know, if you could find him a partner. Yes.
Black substance from Kushida's mouth with Gresham may have taken its toll on him. Gresham, who had worn his force. After Kushida defeated Gibke, he collapsed in the entryway and coughed up more ink. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. He's like just fucking murdering people. Dude, murdering
kind of like kind of like that Ultimate Warrior story with, was it?
Oh, shit, yeah. What was that?
Papa Shango.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember, he would, like, anytime he would come to the ringside, he'd bleed in black blood from his head.
Now, this I love so much. We literally talked about this last week and a bunch of other times. The system finally get a goddamn championship celebration. But to be fair, maybe they knew and they were holding out until they got these titles. That's why Moose never gets to do his big system thing. Mm-hmm. Moose talked about them being better than the Bulls and the Dream Team. So this was in Chicago, I guess. Or else he wouldn't have been saying that stuff. I would think. No, it wasn't Chicago. Yeah, was it?
No, whatever. I don't think I think we are coming to Cicero again. Yeah, no. I don't.
Maybe that's why it says fans didn't seem to care because they're not in Chicago.
I have no idea.
Matt Hardy confronted the group but was quickly outnumbered. The system wrapped his head in a chair, but Ryan Nemeth ran out to make the save. Are these motherfuckers just going to try and pretend that we don't remember Dolph? And they're just going to stick his brother in there because that is some amazing, funny shit if that's what they do. He looks like him. That's also another guy who could be a digital media guy because he's like super good at all that fucking tweeting and shit, you know?
Kind of looks a little bit like the late, great Chris Candido as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got a good look. I like the guy. And then I didn't really see him in the other one. First Class, on fire, defeat the FBI. The Rascals. Defeat the, I don't know what to call it, on the downfall, Jake Something and Cody Deaner in a tornado match.
That's what they do.
Jake Something, that's like 4 straight losses. Again, I don't dislike the dude personally. I just hated where he was in the X Division and everything. So now I love that he's losing and whatever. He can come back. He could be a main event guy. Just get him out of the fucking X Division. That's all I ever wanted. Macklin came out and laid out. I love it. Macklin came out and laid out the Rascals after the match. So he beat up heels. I fucking loved Macklin so much. He's such a heel. He fights heels. Okay, so this was the weird part. Gabby Laspila, who is from Laspisa, from Busted Open Radio. She, I guess she's a new interviewer, or maybe she just did it here. I'm not sure. She interviewed Ash by Elegance. It says, this was described to us as really weird in all caps. Now, this is interesting. She kept asking Elegance what her name means and what is officially on her birth certificate. We've been talking about this, like, we have a group, and, like, everyone, people that aren't even interested in TNA find this interesting. Like, everyone comments about Ash, like, either making fun of the name or, like, just what the fuck does it mean? Why won't they explain it? So it says she kept asking Elegance what her name means. She kept it, and then she saw a video of her using rings as a foreign object in her match against Zia, and then good fucking God, this led to a debate over what is considered a foreign object, which led to the 17th fucking rematch in 3 weeks between Zia Brookside and Ash by Elegance. The winner gains possession of whatever these fucking rings are. Oh my God, what did I just
read? Well, I don't know, but like, I feel like, I don't know, whatever we're paying Ash by Elegance, it's probably got to be
way too much.
Yeah, and like, we're in a real, all we're getting is a valet with
one of the worst signings. Like, one of the worst signings, yeah. I've seen, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks. Dropping Thanks, the ball with her.
Good one, Scott.
But I wonder if that might be a lot.
Make her a smoking hot valet. I think you mentioned that.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of like a Scarlet.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the biggest disaster characters I've ever seen.
Yeah, at least for Scarlet, she wrestled as well. You know?
And then Jonathan Gresham defeated Will Ferrara, who I think you also said was AEW. I feel like I know that name.
Will Ferrara was actually a very prominent...
Ring of Honor?
Ring of Honor. He was more like known as the lightweight kind of division, kind of like expert kind of guy.
Where are they getting these guys from?
I don't know. It's kind of feeling like we're kind of becoming like ROH light a little bit.
Shit, I always forget his name. Damn it. The man's man.
Oh, Silas.
Oh, yeah. I love Silas. He's probably stuck in a dead Ring of Honor. Tony's stupid Ring of Honor that probably nobody watches.
That Tony in his own image.
Yeah. The referee began coughing during this match with Jonathan Gresham. This will come up again later.
Gresham, you might have something there, Jake.
Gresham is infecting people. Now I'm starting to like it. Speedball Mountain defeated ABC with Mustafa on commentary. The stipulation here was the winning team would face each other in the future. So Speedball Mountain, Bailey versus, Bailey beats Trent Seven, and Bailey faces Mustafa Ali at the next big show. That's cool. Okay, the next taping. Ash by Elegance defeated Zia Brookside. After the match, George Iceman defended Brookside kneel and present the rings to her. Brookside used the rings to knock out Elegance instead.
Oh, so it kind of seems like they're kind of using a WrestleMania moment between Junkyard Dog and, what's his name? Former great wrestler. It used to be the King of Harley Race, where they ordered the loser was to bow after the match.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. Jesus.
You remember? Yeah, it kind of feels a lot like that. I like we're borrowing old school ideas, though.
Yeah. Good memory there. And this person writes, the concierge, what tells his name? Iceman. He's been around, whatever, blah, blah, blah. This is the first time he's been used as a character, and they are a great team. That's what they wrote. So a lot of shit for Ash, but it sounds like sounds like the first part was terrible and the second part wasn't. I don't know. We'll see. Leon Slater defeated Alan Angels. How about that one?
Whoa. Kind of surprised there.
Yeah, no, I would have liked that the other way around. I love
Angels. Because he's kind of been with us quite a bit longer than
Leon's too new.
Whoever you said. I can't remember what you said just now.
Slater and Angels.
Yeah, Slater.
The referee who was coughing earlier was coughing here again and had to be replaced after he was coughing up ink. That's pretty fucking cool. I mean, that's... Yeah. After the match, Khan came out to attack Angels. What is that about? Oh,
I don't know. All I got to say, Jay, is I have... From what you've read to me on the spoilers, it's kind of got me intrigued, so...
I mean, it's interesting as hell. I mean,
yeah.
Khan came out to attack Angels. I kind of like that because they used to be in the same group, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
so that makes sense. But Slater stood up to him. Jesus, Slater? Little Leon Slater still at the con? That's cool. And again, okay, I feel like I'm losing my fucking mind here. This is a real thing. Ready? La Spisa was back in the ring, being curious about names. What the fuck is this? This time it was Jake something. She asked what was the deal with his name. He explained that he was growing up. He was told he wouldn't amount to anything, but now he's something. He was upset with Diener about being on a losing streak. I mean, the fact that they explained two names in 1 week as Jesus Christ. We totally did that. You're welcome, everyone. Something about... Okay, so Diener got... Jake got pissed at Diener because of the losing streak. And holy shit, Jake turned. Clothesline Diener. Heel Jake something. Nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that could... Yeah, we said he needed to be infected with something different.
Totally.
Heel turn.
Kazarian defeated Macklin. Jesus Christ, could Macklin ever get a fucking win? The Rascals interfered and... Okay. The Rascals interfered and went spray-painted Macklin in the face. Okay. Are they going to do Macklin versus the Rascals? Shit, that'll be fun. Yeah. Okay, then they had this 16-person match, which a lot of people, including this one, said it was very good, and they did, like, interesting things where only... Okay, ready? To make up for the fact that four people would not be legal, only a couple stood on the apron at any time. So, like, it said, like, which made it a lot easier for fans like me who were sitting, you know, to really understand and see everything. So it's not like they're in a smart way. This was a ridiculous... Matt Hardy, Ryan Nemeth, Eric Young, Joe Hendry, Sammy Callahan, Steph DeLander, and Spitfire defeated Moose, Eddie Edwards, Laredo Kid, Jordan, Alicia, and Machovis. So the losers beat the champions. Or I guess they're the all-stars. I don't know how Steph DeLander is an all-star.
Somebody had mentioned that it was pretty cool of TNA to not put Josh in the all-star thing.
That's interesting.
That might be playing into your idea, like he shouldn't be the focal point of the show.
Shit, maybe he's like, why wasn't I not in that match? And then boom, Josh turns, and then I love him again. I want to see crazy Josh. Okay, last one. After the match, now this might be sick. It might be terrible. PCO came out. Did you see this? Did you see the video of this? And presented Steph DeLander a black rose.
Oh, okay. I think I did see him reach into a bag, but I don't think I actually waited around to see what it was.
He pulled out a black rose, like, so he's in love with Steph DeLander. I mean, I wish he was more of a monster type, you know what I mean? Like you said, that other girl. The Impaler. Like, wouldn't that make sense for PCO to be in love with someone like that instead of, like, a normal girl? Like,
kind of like in the same genre of character.
Yeah, but whatever. I mean, I do like the idea of PCO falling in love, kind of.
I do too. Very old school.
And that is about it. And we're going to catch up, run into an hour soon. And that's where I have problems uploading. So check out Gary's channel where he never stops making videos. And he's now beating us on YouTube. So go fuck yourself, Gary. How about that? Just kidding. He's doing great work over there. And was there a trailer for a new horror movie yesterday that we were talking about? Am I crazy? Oh, no. The prequel. When the hell is that coming out? Next month?
Oh, chapter Strangers? One of Strangers. Yeah, I believe it's a prequel.
Oh, God, I can't
Because I'm pretty sure it's a prequel because in the second one, I believe members of the trios, if you will, of villains, I think two of them died, I think.
Oh, the second one you're saying. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Memorable. Not as memorable as the first, but.
Hell no.
Not terrible. Check it out.
You know,
I love the goddamn idea. Jesus Christ. The first one is fucking absolutely terrifying. Just someone coming to your house doing that. I would just stab them. Like, I don't think I would get to the point. Like, is someone out at your house? Just hit him with a baseball bat. End of the movie.
Well, and then I like the line where she goes, why are you doing this to us? And she's like, because you were home.
So that was great. But it'll be cool. Like, see, like, why exactly? Like, do they just like in their homes or whatever it is? And I might have to review that one myself. All right, that's it for now. Everybody, we'll see you next week. Gary, any parting words?
No, just interesting outcome of the tapings. Should make for some interesting TV. On access for the coming month. So
I gotta say, that's a good word, because that was my biggest problem. Impact got boring as fuck for the last year under Scott, and now even if you don't love things, this shit is really interesting, totally interesting, these tapings. So check them out, and we'll be back next week.
Peace.